One of Cincinnati's most distinguished landmarks had a major renovation to the tune of $3.2 million last year. And with a general manager in place and even their own smartphone app, the Taft Theater is beginning a new era. And here to tell us about the changes and the theater's schedule of upcoming performers is General Manager Ed Morrell. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I understand this is your first time on the program.
It is my first time, yes.
Great. Well, welcome.
Thank you. I've
got so many wonderful memories of the shows and entertainers I've seen there over the years. In fact, I counted 36 years I've been going to the Taft.
And that's only a small part of the life of the Taft.
Well, that's one of my questions. Mm-hmm. When was the theater built?
The actual construction began in 1925, but it opened in 1928.
Can you describe for our audience some of the key renovations that took place?
Sure. We went into the whole renovation project with two things in mind. One was to restore the Taft to a level that it deserved to be and that the city deserved to have for such a venue. But we wanted to do it while we also maintained the historical intimacy of the building. So we did things such as we put air conditioning in. Many people have always thought the Taft was air conditioned. Well, it never was air conditioned. It did have a state-of-the-art at the time air handling system in it. But you have to remember that the public at that point in history didn't have air conditioning at home. So their expectations of what the building was going to be like was far different than the modern population. So we put in air conditioning. We renovated all of the restrooms and modernized them. And in the case of the women's restrooms, we doubled the capacity. And we more than doubled the capacity of the men's restrooms. We replaced all of the seats, which, interestingly enough, had never been replaced. And there were approximately 100, 150 of those seats that still had top hat racks underneath them, where the gentlemen used to store their top hats when they would come to see a show there. We recarpeted, we repainted. We did a lot of things that needed to be done, and now she's spectacular.
Is it Art Deco?
It's really kind of a neoclassical period. The architect was Harry Hake, who did several buildings around Cincinnati, the Western Southern Building for one, the Queen City Club. And of course, many people will remember Crosley Field, and he was the architect for that as well.
So the integrity of the architectural and design features have been preserved.
Absolutely.
The entrance to the left of the main door, it's always been there, mm-hmm. but now it says the ballroom.
That's right.
Above. So tell us about that space. Did it even exist before the renovation, or was it just not used?
No, it existed. And on the original drawings, it's listed as the drill room, which our guess is that it was an area where drills and marching type activities were practiced. It's about 8,000 square feet, and it really had not been touched for decades. Sat down there unused and virtually unknown about by the community. We had the ability at the time of the original renovation of air conditioning it. And then over the next several months, we carpeted, we installed a stage and lighting system. We just really turned it into a very nice, intimate, club-like facility, which allows us to bring in talent that was often bypassing this market because there wasn't such a venue at that size. We can do about 500 people, and it allows us the flexibility of doing cabaret style with tables and chairs when we do comedians. We can seat it when the artist demands it or the audience may expect it. And we can also do general admission where people just stand at high top tables or they sit on some of our sofas and enjoy the show. So great flexibility, not to mention it has turned into a very popular site for corporate meetings, luncheons, things of that nature, because it's a great downtown location. And one of the other things that we did when we renovated upstairs was we did it in such a manner that we can do a 1,200 capacity in the Taft rather than the total 2,300. So now we can do 500, 1,200, and 2,300. Which really broadens the type of artists that we're able to bring into the market.
What public shows do you have scheduled coming up? Let's start with the ballroom.
Okay, well, with the ballroom, we have Divine Fits on April 2nd. We have the Big Damn Blues Revolution, which features Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, which is a local and regional favorite from Brown County, Indiana. the March 4th Marching Band, which is going to be a great act. We have Hannibal Buress, a great comedian. Jim Florentine, another great comedian. Just some of the things that we're doing down there.
Now, the theater for the smaller venue, the 1,200,
Mm-hmm.
Is that just seating downstairs for a more intimate theatrical experience?
It is the floor and our wonderful box locations, which is the front of the balcony.
Who else do you have coming to the theater?
Well, we have Ryan Bingham on March 27th, which will be in that smaller configuration. Josh Ritter, another smaller configuration. We also have Kathy Griffin. We just announced Dwight Yoakam that went on sale this week. We have Rusted Root, Government Mule, and a host of others throughout the year. We can also now, we're open during the summer, which we've never been before.
I bet a lot of people in town have wondered why. Air conditioning.
Absolutely. It was hot. And the one thing I'd like to mention, too, is we are the home of Cincinnati Children's Theater. They are there four times a year, do some great productions. And we're happy to have them. They're great partners, and they've been there for quite a long time and will continue to be there for quite a long time.
You have also done some upgrades in the digital arena.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you share some of those?
We did want to preserve the historical integrity of the building and the intimate experience that you have there. But at the same time, we did want to move into the digital age. As you mentioned, we've created an app that you can go onto your iPhone and see our schedule. You can see where to park. You can follow us on Twitter. We also installed two great digital boards on the corner of Sycamore and Fifth Street. This may sound odd, but it has really brought that corner to life. It allows us to promote our shows as well as promote events of civic organizations downtown and things of that nature. And we feel that we were able to do it in such a way that it didn't deface what was there.
You've been here about 2 years now, Ed?
Yeah, since September of 2010. I just want to encourage people to come. If you haven't been there, you need to see it. It's a spectacular venue. It was beautifully renovated. We spent a lot of time trying to capture. We didn't have photographs, color photographs, so we spent a great deal of time researching, and we believe that we've come to colors that were in the original palette. And by creating three different spaces, we're able to offer this market and the music fans and comedy fans and drama fans. And, you know, we're in a great location. We're walking distance from the restaurants, hotels, and other retail outlets at Fountain Square.
What is your address?
It's 317 East 5th Street. We're on the corner of 5th and Sycamore.
Fantastic. It's great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Ed Morrell. He's the general manager of, let's call it, the new or renew Taft Theater and Ballroom. To find out more about the performers coming to both the ballroom venue and the upstairs auditorium, and to see photos of the new renovation, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.
2 doors down is where they'll find me when you're finally through. What's left of my life? 2 doors down is where they'll leave me when payment comes due for the hours I've spent there.